And now, live from the middle of Robin Hood country, here's Paul B. Edwards with a minor sapling and Tony Hearn with a major oak. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goopa Goopa.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
This is Vicky Vortex and the Cum Shots.
Five on a Friday night.
You're listening to Mullet Monster Mafia underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Vicky Vortex and the Cum Shots and a new track called 5 to 5. Now, we heard from Vicky after the show last week, Tony.
Oh, did we? Excellent.
It's unusual for us to play a band 2 weeks in a row, I have to say, but we played one from the vaults from them last week, and then I got a message from them saying, look, we got a new track out as well. She actually posted it on my Facebook page, and I said, that's not the way to do it. Send me an MP3.
Cheeky.
And so she did, immediately.
Ah, excellent.
She's a wonderful woman, and they're a wonderful band, and you can find out more about them by their Facebook page, Tony, which is...
Facebook.com/ Vicky Vortex and the Cum Shots.
It is. It's Tony Wong, Paulie B in the Internet, Neil, and it's Vicky Vortex is V-I-K-I-V-O-R-T-E-X and the Cum Shots. If you type in Vicky Vortex to anywhere on the internet, you are going to find the band.
Yeah.
And they are brilliant. And that track, it's now, I believe it might be free to download if you sign up to their mailing list.
Oh, excellent. Cool.
Right. I'm not absolutely sure about that, but do check and you can... But now, I think I got it via their Reverb Nation page, which might be more sensible to say. But, oh, you'll find them.
You'll find them.
Now, in this section when we normally, I hopefully have a joke or a poem for you. If you have a joke for me, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, title your email, Comedy Suburbs. If you have a poem for me, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, title your email, Poetry Corner. However, jokes and poems on hold right now, Tony.
Okay.
There's an election. It's brilliant, isn't it? It's absolutely brilliant. The keyboard warriors have already gone to town on Facebook telling us it's all doom and gloom and everything's wrong. And I've heard people saying, if you are someone who votes Tory, get off my Facebook page and never talk to me again.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Started already, has it? Excellent.
And that person, Tony, was PJ from Dirty Water Records. People make me laugh. People get so angry so quickly on social media. And people going, I saw one person moaning, saying, an unelected prime minister has thrown this upon us. It's completely unfair and undemocratic. No, that's the whole point, isn't it? That gives us an opportunity to vote for it.
It's the exact opposite of that.
Yeah, these are things that happened within minutes, right? I'll tell you what's going to happen right now, Tony. I'll tell you what's going to happen.
Okay.
First of all, I predicted there would be an early election. I said I thought it would be April or May, but I was a month out. Not bad. Not bad, right? I predicted the reason she'd do it would be to get rid of Jeremy Corbyn quickly, right?
Okay.
And give ourselves a mandate in Parliament. I don't think that will happen. I think this election is going to be very interesting indeed. If all the young people that moaned about Brexit because they didn't vote and all the people who are voting for the first time actually vote the way they said they were going to, and all the people who claim to be anti-Tory actually vote Labour, then Labour will get in with a landslide, surely.
You'd have thought so, wouldn't you?
From everything that I'm reading on Facebook, that's true. However, it's not to worry what happens. I'll tell you why. Something happened this morning, which I think is something that can happen towards the end of Article 50, right?
All right.
This is what I think, right? I think if, as the Article 50 thing comes to a close and we're on the verge of getting out of Europe and we don't, also out of the European Monetary Union, European Union, right? If we don't have a decent trade deal in place and it looks like we're going down the pan, you know what we should do?
What's that?
With about four or five meetings to go, we should sack Theresa May and get Harry Redknapp. Right? He's probably going to save Birmingham City in three games. If you can save Birmingham in three games, you can save Britain in four meetings. That's what I'm saying. Not right now. Don't worry about what happens in the election. What I'm saying is, my prediction is, Tony, Harry Redknapp for Prime Minister round about January 2019.
Okay, well, should we make a note of that then?
Make a note of that, Tony.
We'll see if that comes true. Yeah,
I almost certainly will. I'm really wrong on these things.
Excellent.
Let's play another song, shall we?
Okay.
I got some great stuff this week, Tony. There's a new album out from Squid Hat Records, Tony. We like Squid Hat.
We do.
We like them a lot. Squid Hat, all the way from Las Vegas, every once in a while they bring out a fresh ink compilation of all the Las Vegas and surrounding areas. Bands all doing one track each on a fabulous compilation. Latest one they've done, I believe, is Volume 6. And it's the Squid Hat Records Fresh Ink 77. And it's a load of bands covering songs that came out in 1977, Tony.
Right.
And we've got some very unusual tracks on there.
Okay.
Including the Imperial March.
Ooh, lovely.
Yeah. But we're not playing it. That's an instrumental. So we're not playing that. But I have picked two that we're going to play off it this week. We will play more in future weeks as well. It's absolutely brilliant. Go to Squid Hat Records and find out more about it. I don't have their website to hand, but again, if you type in Squid Hat into the internet, you will find it. However, the band we're going to play, Tony, are a band that we haven't played before, and I'm hoping I pronounce them right. The Plurals Is.
Nice.
I think it's the Plurals Is. It could be the Pluralses. It's the Plurals Is, I think. I think it's a play on plurals with a bit extra. The Plurals Is. Sound right, doesn't it?
It does.
We're calling them the Plurals Is. Whatever you're called in America, you are now on Punky Radio called The Plurals Is.
I think that's fair.
I'm not having any of this Coimbra nonsense here. You just Plurals Is. No Luma, no.
Cravats.
No cravats.
Cravats.
They are The Plurals Is. What do I know is, Tony, what is The Plurals Is Facebook page?
Facebook.com/The Plurals Is.
It is. And The Plurals Is Theplurales. And Tony, that makes it Tony 2, Paulie B in the Internet 0. And I didn't realise I'd get this cheesy introduction, but guess what?
What's that?
2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Maybe we could talk all night, but that ain't getting us nowhere. I told you everything I possibly can. There's nothing left inside of me. And maybe you could cry all night, but that'll never change the way that I
listening to the Dusterphonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bass this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That really is a marvellous cover version, far superior to the cheesy original.
Of course, the year I was born as well. There's a bit of a double bonus.
Yeah, we don't need that sort of information on this show, Tony.
40.
Or rather, I don't, anyway. The year you... So you were born in Star Wars year?
I was, yeah.
Blimey. Do you think you were born to the sound of the Imperial March? I keep wanting to call it the Imperial Waltz, right, and that would be an entirely different thing.
I'd hope so.
If Darth Vader and the Marsmen come just come mincing into the room. I'd be very excited about that. Anyway, up.
Yeah.
Now, where are we?
Facebook.
Facebook. Sorry, man. I had a brain fart.
That's okay. You just
wasn't sure whether we were recording or not as I went into a flight of fantasy.
You're thrown by all this election fever.
I'm thrown by election fever, Tony. I love it. I love it. In 2010, I wrote an entire comedy show called Hung Parliament the Musical.
Oh, yeah, you did.
I did, man. I did. And in 2015, the only reason I didn't was because I couldn't be bothered.
Right.
Because I was already writing Booze and Fags Are Good for Society.
Right, okay.
I was single issue at that point. Well, double issue, if you like.
Right.
But this time round, am I going to do it again? Only time will tell. I wasn't planning a solo show at the Edinburgh Fringe this year, but I have a feeling one might be coming now.
Oh, beautiful.
If I can find a small enough room to not be embarrassed by six people showing up. Right then, have you got any Facebook comments for
I
you?
Do.
Brilliant, that means it must be time for...
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that, Tony.
No.
I'll never tire of that.
Excellent.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
Hey, Frankie Boyle is doing some gigs, by the way.
Is he? I thought he'd retired. Is he digging?
He's doing some work in progress shows.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's something to look forward to.
I suppose right, there's a lot to talk about with him at the minute. Anyway, yes, so Facebook. Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, do leave us a comment. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page. Do leave us a comment. Do get in touch. Messages, not so much. But do leave us a comment on the page or the post, whatever. We're going to win this week.
Well, one's enough if it's a good one.
Oh, it's a good one. You've got a fan.
No, I don't believe that for a second.
Let's call us, put in touch.
Hello, Nez.
He says, Paul, I think I love you.
Blimey.
Not only do you run the best and longest running music podcasts on the planet, but you share my love of the Ning Nang Nong. It's been years since I heard that, so a massive
it's a great
thank
poem,
you.
Tony.
It is a great poem. And he loves you. That's beautiful.
Oh, is that it? Is that it?
That's it, yeah.
He didn't add. He didn't add to the Ning. In that case, I'm sorry that I spoke over you there. Perhaps you'd like to read it again. I don't get a lot of love.
He says, Paul, I think I love you. Not only do you run the best and longest running music podcast on the planet, but you share my love with the Ning Nang Nong. It's been years since I heard that, so a massive thank you.
It's an absolute pleasure. Tony, do you like the poem on the Ning Nang Nong?
Yes, I did. I
brilliant. Did. That means that, no, because that means Nez loves you as well.
Oh.
Because you've been running the thing for exactly as long as I have.
Almost as long. Almost
well,
exactly
as long.
As long,
I think.
Yeah, no, you're right. I think it's exactly the
it
same
It is
time.
Exactly as long, Tony.
It is.
In fact... Have you done more shows than I have? I think you have.
I think I might have done.
I did one in the radio station without you.
You did one without me, and I think I might have done two without you.
Yeah, except that you were there.
Because
I did a rubbish impression of you.
It was excellent. I think it was something like... Is that like Tony?
That is one of the most enjoyable shows I ever made. I bet that's not even in our... On our thing on a website, I bet it's so old, isn't it?
I don't think it is on there.
That's a real shame. That is a real shame. But you've done two without me, so actually, Nez should love you a bit more than me because you, are one ahead of me in making punky radio.
There you go.
Well, you're actually three ahead technically.
Yeah, true, because I was obviously there.
You were there, or two ahead anyway. Oh, well, anyway, it doesn't matter about that.
Okay, well, that's it for Facebook.
So that concludes.
Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
I think I got a bit carried away then, Tone. I think we ought to play two songs in a row.
All right.
So how about kicking off with some Anglo-Swedish garage punk, Tony?
Oh, blimey. Go on then.
That's a great idea, isn't it? I will say up front, stay tuned and keep listening out for Alan Buchanan and the Cult Classics, who will be following this track. But first up, the Franklies. Now, we did play one track by them just before Christmas, Tony.
Oh,
and
right.
I think we got it on a compilation that I think they might be playing Manchester Punk Festival.
Oh, okay.
I'm not absolutely sure. And that is this weekend, and we will talk about that later on in the show. Unless, of course, you're in the Duke's Arms.
Hello, Duke's Arms.
In which case, it's already happened.
Right.
You're so happy the way you say that. But anyway, since then, we've got their new album. It's absolutely brilliant, Tony.
Okay.
What I want to know is, what is the Franklies website?
TheFranklies.com?
It is. And the Franklies is spelled TheFranklys. TheFranklies.com, which makes it Tony 3, Paulie B and the Internet 0. I think you're going to enjoy this a lot, Tony.
Excellent.
This is Too Tall.
One-way tickets to Fishtown.
If you think I need a friend to keep moving, son, ain't you heard that I'm about to know? Well, there's not a name, I ain't been caught, and you can kiss my ass at the curtain call. Cause you
think I'm brave when you're dancing with the devil.
I'm driving in my car, that's all that's
You're listening to Rich Morton Sound Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Aaron Buchanan and the Cult Classics and a track called Dancing Down Below. And a sort of rock punk rather than punk rock, I'd say. I don't know what punk rock is. Punk rock, Tony, what do you think? Sort of more the rock end of it.
Very okay. Catchy.
Ooh. And that's off their new album as well. And actually, there's a track in the second half of the show from a brand new album as well, and actually I have the date for it. And I actually thought it was the date for this one, which is why I paused and got a bit awkward, but I'm now talking about something that hasn't happened yet, and I may forget about it anyway when we get there. Oh, so let's cross that bridge, shall we?
Yes.
And instead, I'll ask you what Aaron Buchanan and the Cult Classics Facebook page is.
Facebook.com/ Aaron Buchanan?
Facebook.com/ The Cult Classics. It was one or the other.
Okay.
Doesn't mean I've got a point, finally. Paulie B Internet 1, Tony 3, and we will be playing another track off that in the next few weeks. Tony. Did you do anything last week?
Didn't think so. No, not really. Easter weekend, so just chilled out, really. Didn't have an egg. No eggs.
What? Tony, you love chocolate.
I know, zero chocolate eggs. Yeah.
But I thought your detoxing was over. I thought you were retoxing now.
Yeah, it is. We went in to get some eggs, but I thought, it's the tight person in me. I just saw how expensive they were, and I thought, are they going to be cheaper in 2 days' time? So I just thought I'd wait.
Tony.
I know.
I bought an egg in Sainsbury's for 85p.
They'll probably be 42p now, though.
Yes, I know, Tony, but is that really the only reason you didn't get them? Yeah, because I know how much you like chocolate.
Yeah, we just made some instead. We made some vegan bounties.
You are increasingly dead to me, Tony. Vegan bounties.
Yes.
Was there anything in them? Coconut
air.
And what?
Coconut and air. Basically, it was a coconut.
A coconut is a vegan bounty, Tony.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
It's brown on the outside and white on the inside.
You can't beat it for a definition.
You can't, really.
No.
In fact, from now on, I am going to call coconuts vegan bounties. Right, and as an interesting aside, I did open the Weetabix. Did I tell you about the Weetabix I got?
No.
Did I tell you about me procuring 96 Weetabix for £3?
No, you did not.
That's connected with the Duke's Arms, but we don't have time for that now.
Okay.
I thought you were just going to say hello, Duke's Arms.
Oh, I've just won a show. But you're right, I should do it more often.
Yeah, you should, really. Yeah. Anyway, one of the new flavours, I think they're called Weetabix Additions or something.
Okay.
Is coconut and raisin.
Oh, nice.
And it's quite remarkably tasty. Remarkably so. But is it vegan? Is Weetabix vegan? It's got to be, hasn't it?
Got to be, hasn't it? It's just wheat, isn't it?
It's just wheat, isn't it? Tony, it's wheat and it's a Bix.
Of course, yeah. The Bix might not be.
Yeah, the Bix might be full of what? Monkey fat or something.
I think that's exactly what it is, yeah. I think it's 100% monkey fat.
Yeah, it is, I think, yeah. Vegans, don't touch the Weetabix.
Nah.
Way too many monkeys have slimmed down in strange form to be able to bring those delicious biscuits to us. The reason that I'm stalling on what I did last week is because I didn't do very much either. Okay. But I did buy an Easter egg. What would it be in Easter?
That is the usual good plan.
And I didn't have a particularly good Friday.
Okay.
But I did have a marvellous Thursday.
What happened?
Well, my mum was up last week and she got those things. My house has never looked cleaner.
Oh, lovely.
She's cleaned everything to within an inch of its life. And I went out the back and there'd been no more cat poo.
Oh, that's good.
And I've now got more anti-cat plants out there. And there will be a full update soon. I've nearly reached my vegetation cat repellent limit now.
Right, okay.
I've got scaredy cat, mate. I've got the one that was specially genetically designed for cats to hate.
Right.
It stinks of wee.
Well, lovely.
Mum suggested putting a chair next to it. Because where I put it in the back garden, it gets the most sun. But I did point out then that you would then be sitting next to something that stinks of wee. At which point Dad pipes up and said, I've been sat next to your mother for nearly 50 years.
Nice.
Yeah, sweet. Anyway, so yeah, not much to report there. And that's it. That's what we did. You didn't buy an egg. I did buy an egg. You made an egg. I didn't buy an egg.
Yeah.
I saw my mum and dad. You didn't see your mum and dad, but you saw yours the week before.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about it, isn't it? Right. From the vaults, Tony.
Okay.
And this week we're going back to, now I'm not sure when this track actually came out, a band called the Meat Men, Tony. They were originally going from 1981 to 1997, then they had a hiatus until 2008 when they got back together, and since then they've brought out two albums and they're still going strong and they're absolutely brilliant and I love them. And I particularly love one track that we've played several times before, and we actually used to play it on our show Punk and Disorderly on Mansfield 10 Cop. Every time I played a track by the Smiths, I would follow it with this track.
I remember that. Yeah,
and it's just so, I just love it. And it's alright, he hasn't died yet, so we can play it, because I have a feeling that when he does we won't play it anymore or whatever, but I don't see him going anywhere for a while. He's not dead, is he?
He's not dead.
I don't want to give away. No, he's not. He had a scare, didn't he?
Did he?
Yeah, he had a scare. He definitely had a scare.
Okay.
I don't think someone just jumped out and went, woo! Like that. That sounded like him singing. We're just going to play it. So this track was on a Go-Kart versus the Corporate Giant compilation that I got around about 12 years ago, I think, which is probably still available. Really good compilation, actually, Go-Kart versus the Corporate Giant. If you type in Go-Kart versus the Corporate Giant into the internet, you will find out just how many compilations they brought out. They brought out loads and loads and loads of those lines, and they're all excellent. We played a few tracks off them before. I'm going to take a breath now. As I say, this track, Tony, is The Meat Men.
Mm-hmm.
They have a website. What is it?
TheMeatMen.com?
It is indeed. Oh, no, it's not. It's the-meatmen.com or the-meatmen.com. I nearly gave you the point there, Tony. It's Tony 3, Paulie Bienset 2, and this is the quite marvellous Morrissey Must Die.
Morrissey killed Mick Ronson!
Manure. I wanna slap that bag with a toe tag. If you won't do it, then I will. Morrissey must die. Morrissey must die. Middle green haired egg shaped like duffel bags. All thinking the cat's meow. With the lead of brand new pinup twit when my 38 goes. We can leave the needle, Garrett Anger, bludgeon him to make the world a better place. In my hyperspeed black attention power tool, wipe the spot look off his face. Morrissey must die. Morrissey must die. Opinion finds the defendant Morrissey and his swarmy, skanky fan base guilty of transgressions against man, music, and nature. And hereby sentences the British bastard to death on pay-per-view
for only $39.95.
Morrissey must die! Morrissey must die! Morrissey must! Morrissey must die! Morrissey must die. He's gonna burn and fry.
He's not a happy guy.
Morrissey must die.
You're listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the best week, Tony.
That's okay.
He's not a happy guy.
No.
He's not a happy guy. It's just a great finish to that song. He's not a happy guy. He's not a happy guy. Tony, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo!
Yes. Got some gigs. If you do have a gig for me, do email me. Tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where they're playing, how much is it to watch them play. It doesn't have to be in the UK. It is international, so let me know. So this one is not that far in the future. It's just a week and a bit away. Chris Evans has been in touch.
Brilliant. And that is the real Chris Evans.
That's the Chris Evans. Yeah.
Yeah.
He says, hi Tony, here's one for your international gift card. Not my good arm. I'll write it again. May the 1st, Duffy's Bar in Leicester. From 1:30 p.m. till 6 p.m. Part of a cracking lineup including Brassic Beers, Bellatones, The Cars That Ate Paris, Bomb Dogs, Homeless Shakespeare and the Foss Music Collective.
Did you just say Bomb Dogs?
Bomb Dogs.
Oh, Bomb Dogs, sorry.
Bomb Dogs, different act.
Very nice though, yeah. More specialist.
Yeah, more select. Free entry. The organisers raising money for the Leicester Unemployed Workers Centre. It being International Workers' Day. Again, it's free. What could possibly stop you going if you are in Leicester? Nothing, that's what. Cheers, Chris Evans. Not the Top Gear failure.
No. No, we're talking about the real Chris Evans.
It's the Chris Evans.
We're talking about our one.
Exactly.
We've taken ownership of Chris Evans.
We have. it's free, but I hopefully there was some kind of bucket. But yes, so do check that out.
I'm sure they'll be passing a bucket around.
Yeah, I think Duffy's.
If it was Bum Dogs, they'd have to pass a few around.
Well, yes, of course. Bum Dogs draw quite the crowd.
That was really what I was thinking. I was thinking more of the fact that you'd probably be sick watching them. But anyway.
Yeah.
You clearly know more about Bum Dogs than I do, Tony.
Well, I've heard. You hear things, don't you? But I've
have
never seen them.
Bum Dogs? Why not email tony@punkyradio.com? Tiny email. Look, Bum Dogs, and send photographs.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's all I have for gigs.
Is it really, Tony? Should we not mention that massive one that's this weekend then?
Could do.
Manchester Spring Festival. Should we do it as a gig somewhere in the world that I found? Yeah.
That would be a good idea.
In that case, that's an excuse to hear this.
Bally Beach, picture gigs in the world, yeah.
Yes! Oh, I'm so proud of that.
Excellent.
I'm so proud of that. Right, Tony, because there is that huge gig this weekend that's Manchester Punk Festival.
There is.
Very nearly sold out by all accounts. You can find out more by going to, is it manchesterpunkfestival.co.uk?
It is.
It is indeed. Absolutely stunning lineup. Many of the bands which we played on this show, including a couple last week, I think. It's just absolutely terrific. And just go. And hello to Andy and Bev, and thank you to you and TNS Records for putting this whole thing together. I know how much work you put in.
Yeah.
It'll be brilliant. So, yeah, find out more. ManchesterPunkFestival.co.uk. And that concludes...
Bally Beach, picture gigs in the world, yeah.
Yes! I'm just so happy about the chance to play that.
Unexpected. It was good.
Tony.
Hmm?
You cannot expect the Spanish Inquisition.
You can't.
Nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition.
Or an election.
What, sorry?
Or an election.
I expected it.
Ah, there you go then.
I described myself on Facebook today after saying that I predicted Brexit. I predicted there'd be an election. And last week I got three numbers on the lottery. I'm Nostra fucking Damus.
There you go.
There you go. I've done swearing. No. It's all in a name. It's in the name, Tony.
It's fine.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to play two songs in a row.
Okay.
All right. So stay tuned for a band that we never played before called Bitter Grounds. But first, a band we played once before called The Foreign Resorts, Tony.
Okay.
And the last time we played a track by The Foreign Resorts, I was going, they really sound like The Cure. And this latest track really sounds like The Cure. And it's from a new album that's out on April the 19th, which is pretty much when you'll be listening to this, if you're right on time, and if not, it happened a day or two ago.
There you go.
It's out right now. And if you want a band describing themselves as post-punk stroke new wave, but me describing them as sounding like The Cure, I think they're absolutely brilliant, Tony.
Okay.
So we're going to hear a track by them right now. They are from Copenhagen.
Right.
Copenhagen.
Mm-hmm.
Which is in Denmark, if you weren't sure. I know you were sure, Tony.
Of course, yeah.
The two people out there might not have been sure. It is Denmark. Well, I didn't mean to say that so disparagingly. Denmark. Denmark. I wonder how many ways I can say Denmark before the end of the show, Tony.
Quite a few.
Denmark. What is the Foreign Resorts website?
Foreignresort.dk?
Theforeignresort.com. You've cracked, Tony. You're overthinking things.
It happens.
It's Paulie Beard and Internet 3, Tony 3. What a comeback. She is lost.
just want to believe we belong together tonight. Believe lies.
Schwanz.
Yes.
You're listening to Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a band called Bitter Grounds, all the way from Utrecht in Holland, Tony.
Ooh.
And that was a bit of a ska punk number off their latest release, of which they sent us three tracks. The other two are not ska punk, they're more straightforward punk rock. But I do particularly like that one, so I thought I'd give it a spin right now. The track's called Tell Me Now. Tony, what is Bitter Grounds' Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Bitter Grounds?
Facebook.com/Bitter Grounds Band.
Huh.
Probably be internet for Tony 3, something of a turnaround.
Hmm.
And we will play one of the other tracks that they've sent us again in a few weeks' time. Most of the bands actually that we're playing this week, we will be playing again, because when they have a new album out like that, I get all excited.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you doing anything this week?
I was going to be having the second rehearsal of the new Alcohol Band. It's all falling apart. It's all falling apart. We started so innocently and so enthusiastically. The drummer can't make it. Mark, the drummer. No. Just because he's dual booked himself, he's alright for the next one.
Alright.
Hopefully we can get back on tracks. But it's just me on my own tonight and in a big room.
When's your getting back together farewell gig?
I think it's mid-July.
Right, okay. So you got time.
Yeah, I think we said we'd do practice every 2 weeks, but it was pretty good last week, and all we need to do is really make it faster.
Yeah, now look, you do have to bring out, you have to have one new song, don't you?
Do we? Is that the rule?
Yeah, that's what happens. When bands get back together, even if it's only for one gig, they get back together and they do one song they haven't done before.
Right.
Always. It might just be a cover or something.
Okay.
But you have to have one, otherwise it's like, well, that's just going through old stuff. But it's the excitement and the idea. And what happens is the new one you do absolutely bombs, because all the people that come see you want to hear all the old stuff.
Yeah.
And then you do a new one that they don't know, and they just kind of sit there, twiddle their thumbs, check their phones, go to the toilet, go and get another drink, whatever. Mm. But you have the satisfaction of giving them that opportunity, which means that they don't miss any of the songs you did before. So it's worth it.
Okay. I could give it a go.
Yeah, you could just do I know a song that'll get on your nerves, get on your nerves, like by 100 miles an hour. That would be quite funny, actually.
Yeah, well, I'll have a think. Yeah. It's quite a long set list. We're going to cut it down as it goes. But yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I'll get it down about 6.
It's about 18 at the minute. about 19 minutes.
Just play Tony Towers for an hour and a half.
That's not even in the list.
Have a massive bongo section. No, because that wasn't really alcohol, was it? That was more you.
It was more me, yeah.
All right.
But yeah, so hopefully, 2 weeks' time, May the 2nd, we'll have the next one. We'll see. We'll see what you're doing.
I hope it works out.
Hopefully.
I've got my show in Oslo this Saturday, Tony. I'm very excited about it. Our second show at Horgan's on Hegda Haugsveien.
Ooh.
And I've got an interesting meeting the next day, Sunday lunchtime. I'll have to be up early. And I can't tell you about it. But I will tell you about it at some point.
You tease.
I'll probably tell you about it when what might be happening doesn't. Anyway, the night before that, at Horgan's on Hegda Haugsveien, I've got my mate Jeremy O'Donnell coming over, and me and him, we like a drink.
Okay.
So it'll be a lot of fun afterwards. And I've got three acts local to Oslo acting as support. It's going to be a cracking night, Tony. You can find out more at oslocomedyclubs.wordpress.com. That's right, isn't it?
I think so,
yeah. Yeah, so, and I hope to see lots and lots and lots of you. There is a Facebook event for it as well. If you type in Oslo Comedy in English, or Oslo English Comedy into Facebook or in the internet, you'll probably find it.
Mm.
It's going to be brilliant. I'm looking forward to it. I do like my monthly sojourns to Scandinavia.
Cool, excellent.
And in particular Norway, which is now the only bit of Scandinavia that I go to. But hey, I've mentioned Denmark. I'm 2/3 of the way there.
You have, yes.
Yeah, yeah, right. And that's the point, actually. That was another way of saying Denmark, rather dismissively there.
Hmm.
Denmark. Well. Do you want to play another song then?
Yeah, let's do that.
Here's another band we haven't played before, Tony. It's another band from Las Vegas via Squid Hat Records, and another track off their latest Fresh Ink Volume 6 77 Revival or something. It's so good. There's so many good songs on it, and obviously a lot of them. But there's a version of The Chain on there, a punk rock version of The Chain.
Oh wow.
there's punk rock versions of loads and loads of songs that weren't punk, and some that were.
Okay.
So No Feelings and Boredom are on there as well, but it's just brilliant. Anyway, make sure you check it out. Go Bold, I knew nothing about before I heard this. And I think you're going to love this, Tony, as well. What okay. is Go Bold's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/GoBoldLV
Facebook, good try. Facebook.com/GoBoldBand Paulie Bean is at 5, Tony 3, and this is Bob Marley, as you never heard it before. This is Three Little Birds.
Be alright.
You're listening to Desoro's Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Three Little Birds. What a brilliant, brilliant version. Well done, Go Bold. I'll look out for more from you in the future. That's the only track we've got from them at the moment. So after saying that we will be playing all the bands again, we obviously won't.
Right.
Or not right now, anyway. Tony, have you got a twat?
No.
Oh, dear.
Well, it's been a few weeks now.
It has. Well, do you know what? I imagine there'll be one next week. What, with there just being an election announced?
Oh, that's true.
Did I do the thing I was going to do that I said in the first half of the show I'd probably mention again in the second half of the show?
Probably not.
I can't remember what it was about.
No.
No, that's the problem with recording things in real time.
It isn't it? Yes.
It is, yeah. However, I have thought of something else that might have been to do with that. You know when I said that we should get Harry Redknapp in?
Mm-hmm.
Just before Article 50 happens, when we actually Brexit, because Theresa May will undoubtedly mess up. It did occur to me, what would we do if Theresa May wasn't there and Jeremy Corbyn was? Because the thing is, Jeremy Corbyn would be inheriting a situation that he would have to follow through with. He would effectively be an interim manager.
Right, okay.
And interim managers never work out. However, Jeremy Corbyn being left of the spectrum means that I don't think Harry Redknapp would be a suitable replacement for him. So what I was thinking was, he's doing it at Palace, you're going to have to get in Big Sam. Right? Sam right. Allardyce
wow.
is the man to take us out of Europe on a left-wing Brexit. That's what I reckon. Harry Redknapp for Theresa May or Big Sam for Jeremy Corbyn.
Right.
That's what I'm going with. I think Big
see,
Sam would
I
be a
I didn't see that coming.
No. Of course you didn't see that coming. I'm a maverick.
Mm.
I'm out there. I say the things people didn't realise they were thinking. So what are you going to do instead, Tom?
I have no idea. I will probably remind people on Cafe Press, because I did mention it a few weeks ago as we're checking out. Late Easter present for your loved one, or just a little present for yourself. Go to cafepress.com/punkyradio or punkyradio.com. There's a store link. Hit that. Have a peruse. Have a shop, put something in your basket, take it out of your basket again. Have a play. That's what these websites do. Do check
buy
it out.
Buy a clock.
Buy a clock.
Buy a clock. They're brilliant. I've got one on my kitchen wall. They're absolutely excellent.
Me.
I bought it myself.
You did? Out of your own money?
I did. We don't make anything out of this. We just do it. We have some merch, really.
Yeah, it's just
we've never taken a penny, have we? I mean, I'm sure no. there's a couple of bucks saved up in there, but we've never taken a penny.
Yeah. No, there's probably a little tiny amount in there, but yeah, it's not
I've
worth
got
it.
Sweaty armpits, Tony.
Don't tell everyone.
It's a shame to say I'm still in my dressing gown at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And I just put my hand under my arm. Do you know what? On my left arm, I've got a zit.
Okay.
I'm falling apart, Tony. I've got sweaty armpits and a zit. Hey, ladies. I'm such a catch. Yeah, and one thing I forgot to say I did last week. On Good Friday, it wasn't a good Friday, it was a bad Friday, Tony.
Mm.
I went to see Forest Week Blackburn.
Okay.
And I went with my dad. And as we walked up to the ground, he said, I've never, ever seen Nottingham Forest lose at the City Ground. Oh, and that's an amazing statistic.
Right.
I didn't like say to him that I am the jinx. So anyway, we watched the game and we lost 1-0, so we've seen him lose now. So I achieved something.
Okay.
Absolutely terrible game. It was a midfield ceasefire. I thought we'd win it just because they were worse than us, but they proved to be worse than us except for at one corner.
How are they doing at the moment, in general?
Well, if we'd won that game, we'd have been 8 points ahead of them and they're in the relegation. As it is, we're 1 point ahead of them and they're in the relegation because we lost again to Cardiff and they got a draw.
Right.
In other words, it's not been a good week for Nottingham Forest.
Okay.
We've got 3 games left, but we probably have to win 2 of them.
Right.
It's unlikely. It's looking bad, Tony. Things are looking bad. Especially now that Birmingham City have got rid of Gianfranco Zola, or rather he resigned, and replaced him with Harry Redknapp.
Right.
Because Birmingham City have been dropping like a stone as well. But they've got Redknapp. But we've only just got a new manager who hasn't turned things around. But we're playing but nicer football.
Okay.
But nicer football don't keep you in the league.
Right.
Denmark. Right, one last track, Tony. Come on, here we go. We've got through it again. And this is a band we never played before that are a fresh release on Voodoo Rhythm Records. And hello to Reverend Beatman, who seems to be constantly on tour these days. Band called Destination Lonely. Garage punk from Bordeaux / Toulouse, Tony.
Okay.
If it was Bordeaux / to win, it certainly wouldn't be about Forest. And... now, this album's interesting, right? It's almost like an old-fashioned vinyl album. It's out in CD form, I think, or certainly the download track listing is just in order. So I don't know exactly where the demarcation between side one and side two would be, but certainly the feeling here is that side one is very, very fast and growly and garagey, and side two is slower and more reflective and more psych and more kind of 60s psych and that. It's an album of two halves, Tony, is what I'm saying.
Cool.
Now, there was a band, now what were they called? A band, Danish band, called the, they weren't called the Defectors, they were called the Something or Other Oars. And we played quite a few tracks by them, and they did a similar thing where they had one side that was kind of horror punk and one side that was garage punk, and I can't remember what they were called now, but they're ever so good.
The Destructors? No.
The Destructors, it might have been.
Is it? Okay.
I don't know now. I don't know, anyway. But anyway, I might find out, I remember, for next week. I might not, you know me. I can't remember what I said I was doing the first half of the show, let alone the second. Point is, Destination Lonely are rather brilliant. What is their Bandcamp page?
DestinationLonely.bandcamp.com.
It is. It's Tony 4, Paulie the Internet 5. A narrow win for me this week, but a win nevertheless. I don't mind. That's about the size of it for this week. That was indeed Destination Lonely and a track called I Don't Mind. We will be playing another track of theirs in a few weeks' time, like a lot of the other bands this week. I'm sick of it. I'm on a loop, aren't I? I'm on a loop.
Wow.
Perhaps you could mention the internet stations that carry this show.
Yep, we're on Podunk, Podunk Radio, P-O-D-U-N-K, radio.com, and Radio Andrew, which is Radio Andrew. That's A-N-D-R-A.S-E.
And thanks, as usual, to both of those stations for carrying the show. Thanks also to you for listening. And thanks to, in advance, hopefully, to a few of you seeing me in Oslo. I'll get this sentence out in a minute, Tony.
Wow.
This Saturday. We'll be back next week, of course. We've been doing it at how long now, Tony?
12 years nearly.
Good Lord. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
I'll poo. Denmark.
Oh. But you can't.